when Simon Kuf Samaches, the halachas of bread and cake. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph, and we'll be doing Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. We just learned a rule that if you take bread, break it down into pieces that are smaller than a kazayas, and boil it, it becomes a dish. If you don't boil it, but you mix it with something else, if it doesn't resemble bread anymore, it loses its Torah Lechem, it becomes a dish as well. Once it's a dish, the bracha is bari min hamazonos, and you can eat as much as you want of it, and you will never have to say hamotzi or birkas hamazon. So now we start Sifyut Aleph. Yesh mi she'omer, the perurin she'nosnim b'mayim. There are those who say that if you put crumbs into water, v'hamayim mislabnim machmas ha'perurim, and the water itself becomes white, which means this bread totally disintegrated. Ozele torisa denahama. It lost the form of bread. Pirish kiloma toarisa kolomer Torah halechem. It lost its Torah lechem. The aim of varach elabore min mezonis ubracha achas min shalosh. This would be a dish. You make a mezonis and an al hamichya. The Mishnah Berurah had told us before and continues to say it throughout the siman that we paskin like this yesh misha omer. So that if you soak bread, which is less than a kazayas, the halacha will be that if the water became white, meaning it totally disintegrated and no longer resembles bread, it becomes a dish. If you then bake it, its bracha is bari min hamazonos. Sif Yud Beis. Yesh misha omer shepas hashorui b'yayin, to which the Ramah adds adom, eino mevarech el bari min hamazonos ubracha achas min shalosh. There's an opinion that bread that was soaked in wine, and the Ramah says this meant red wine, loses its shame pas. The nearest shame devar of amurim ella the peruin over prusa shame b'chalachas kazayas. That's only talking about where it's less than a kazayas. So that's for sure. We said a kazayas of pas never loses the shame pas. So these are pieces that are smaller than a kazayas. What's the chiddush here? The chiddush here is that the bread didn't disintegrate. It just changed color because you soaked it in red wine. This opinion would hold that simply by changing its color, meaning soaking it in red wine, it loses the shame pas since it's less than a kazayas, and we call it a dish. The bracha is mezonis and ala michya, even if you eat a lot of it. In the Bir Halacha, he brings that the source to this is a Mardachi that uses the lashon of simuk. Simuk is the Aramaic word for red. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's puzzling. Why should a change of color make it lose the shame pass? He brings from the Hagos Shaloth, from the son of the Shaloth, that there was another girsa in the Mardachi, that it didn't say simuk, but it said nimuk. It was not hol v'simuk because it's red, but hol v'nimuk because it disintegrated. According to him, this halacha doesn't exist. According to him, the only time that bread would lose the shame pass because you soaked it in something, as if you soaked it long enough so that it disintegrated, which would be the same halacha as in Sifyut Aleph. Now, if it really is the same halacha as in Sifyut Aleph, then why is the Mechaber repeating it? So the Mechaber must be holding otherwise. But if you do follow that other girsa in the Shla, in the Mardchi that is, then this halacha wouldn't exist. What do you do, Lamaisa? The Mishnah Berurah says, Tzarechi in Ladina. He is not sure how to paskin Lamaisa. If you soak bread that is less than a kazayas in wine in a way that it changes its color, do we say that it is no longer considered pasta, that it becomes a dish? The Mishnah Berurah discusses an interesting situation, which is, all right, so what if you're eating your bread with your wine? What do you make the bracha on? So he says, if you're having the wine just to add some flavor to the bread is the ikar, so you take a piece of bread, you dip it in wine, you make a motzi on it. If you want both of them, you want the bread and you want the wine, so he says that the better thing is to make a bracha on the wine first. Because if you make a bracha on the bread, it may cover the wine here with the halacha that if it's one substance, it may be considered tuffel, and the bread will always be the yikr. Now, what happens if it's the other way around? You want to drink wine, but you're putting a little bread into it for the sake of making your drinking a little better. In other words, I want to drink, but I don't like the idea of drinking, of gulping it down. I prefer dipping my bread into it and getting the taste through the bread. There the bread becomes tuffel, and you just say a bar priyagafet. to this the Mishnah Berurah, from this the Mishnah Berurah moves on to having your coffee and cake. So he says that if you're having coffee and cake, we really have a shaila of, is the coffee tuffle to the cake or not? His case is that you're dipping the cake into the coffee. And it could be that the coffee is really tuffle. So he says, first make a shakol and a little bit of coffee, and then say the mezonah is on the cake. The problem is that it's always better to make a bracha on the cake first. So he says, there's another etza. Say mezonah is on the cake, then take a piece of sugar, say shakol on that, and then you can have the cake dipped in the coffee. And the mezonah and the shakol on the sugar will have covered everything.